we'd get together in the backyard and just, you know, jam out Mexican songs, mm-hmm. folk songs. And it was just all for fun, really. And
eat Armenian bread and drink beer.
Yeah.
Play Mexican music.
What started off as a leisurely hang with a few pals in the backyard eventually turned into a lifetime partnership. Almost 40 years and 20 records later, Los Lobos is still rocking. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hi, this is Rita Houston. Los Lobos is one of those bands that you just can't deny. Their music's been covered by artists like Tom Waits, Elvis Costello, and Mavis Staples. They've done soundtracks, won Grammys, and introduced many of us to the genre of Latin music, as their Mexican roots enhance the flavor of their songs, whether it's blues, rock, or folk. During the band's latest stop at FUV, host Aaron DeVivo talked with David Hidalgo and Louis Perez, the two guys at the center of the musical machine. They've been working together in harmony since Los Lobos first started back in the 70s. But last year, they decided to go on tour as a duo.
What got us to do it is we found these demos that we had recorded back in like 89 or something. It was about 8 songs that were never recorded. And we dug them up, and while we found them, they were still intact. And it sounded pretty good to us. You know, it sounded like something, it kind of got the idea of rolling about doing this sort of thing.
Did you
look back on it? Tell him, Louis.
Hi,
Louis.
Give me a hand. It's too early for you, man.
Oh, was it the kind of thing where you were doing kind of like a stripped down, you know, hear the songs, the bare songs, without the band as accompaniment?
Well, the idea was just to do, you know, we had been writing songs for, at that point we realized that we've been writing a song for almost 40 years, which is kind of scary that it's been that long. So we just said, you know, let's just present the songs like they originally were written, just on a couple of guitars. Mm-hmm. And you know, talk about the songs, and then we open it up for questions and answers after, cool. Which is hilarious. It's a lot of fun.
Do the two of you have kind of a pattern of working together? Somebody write, you know, tend to write more of the music or the lyrics?
It's kind of gone that way only out of necessity, because we don't have the luxury of time we used to be able to sit down together with and just work it all out. So it kind of goes back and forth. You know, it'd be discounting David to say he's just the musical part and just kind of muted to say I'm just a lyricist. But it kind of goes that way. But ultimately, we put it together as songwriters and then present it to the band.
Mm-hmm. And of course, everybody is also contributing, you know, material or suggestions to the tunes
to a certain degree. Yeah,
and
we tell them what to do and they play it.
The town and the city had a little bit of a thread going through it, a storyline.
It started to develop
to
that
some
way.
Extent. Yeah.
It just kind of went that way. For me as a songwriter, it certainly wasn't the record that I set out to do, which is the kind of thing that happens. Start off with a couple songs, and then it started to take shape and started to take this kind of linear, kind of almost like an arc of like a story. Mm-hmm. So we kind of just let it go that way and eventually ended up as this kind of like a narrative.
In ancient times, in a place so far away, across the land where the earth was as tough as clay, that they had. Looked all around, and they seemed pleased what they had found. Here in the valley, bread on the table, work through the day for as long as we are able. Here in the valley, blue is the night.
Live music from Los Lobos and the song The Valley. Check out more exclusive sessions from the FUV studios online anytime at WFUV.org. Today's Take 5 was produced by Alisa Ali.